Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn.
Today's tip, how istighfar and remembering our sins helps us to focus on Allah in our ubudiyyah. So, dear listeners, we are talking about how istighfar and remembering our sins can help us to focus on Allah in our ubudiyyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. Now, of course, ubudiyyah being the service and the worship and the obedience to the Almighty Allah, one of the things that is necessary within this ubudiyyah is to be able to focus on the Almighty Allah. Now, when we focus on the Almighty Allah, of course, what this does is that it creates a closeness and a nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, the ultimate purpose of creation and the ultimate purpose and goal in the creation of human beings is this very ubudiyyah, this service and this worship and this obedience to the Almighty Allah. And what is interesting, it is that it is in this ubudiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a human being finds their ultimate perfection. This in itself is a very interesting concept, the idea that the perfection and the completion and the wholesomeness of a human being lies within the fact that they are conducting and implementing and undergoing the ubudiyyah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as we had said, one of the things that we have to do when it comes to this ubudiyyah is to be able to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For how can we do worship and how can we be obedient to the Almighty Allah and how can we be in service of the Almighty Allah if we're not able to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And so, of course, this is very important. Now, there are various different ways in which we can focus on Allah. Sometimes we do this via formal ubudiyyah, such as our salah, our namaz, our obligatory and recommended prayers, this formal ritual ubudiyyah to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or we can do it via du'as or following the halal, the obligatory things that Allah has commanded, as well as refraining from the haram things, those things which Allah has prohibited. These are all different ways in which we can focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the one thing that we want to talk about, which we'll have to talk about in the next segment, is how istighfar and remembering our sins truly help us to focus on the Almighty Allah.
Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah,
ya Mannan, IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
I'm
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير أنير طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
And now we invite you to listen to Dr. Yasser Qadhi.
The concept of tawbah, of the ways we cause Jahannam to be averted away, and of the ways we cause our sins to be forgiven, is the concept of tawbah. And tawbah is an action of the heart. Repentance is a spiritual frame of mind. It is an internal act, and it means that we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a sin distances us from Allah. A sin puts distance between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does tawbah do? Tawbah literally means to return to. Taba yatubu means to come back to. So tawbah is to come back to Allah after the sin has been done. And tawbah is desired. Not only is it desired, it is wajib. It is obligatory. Tawbah is obligatory on each and every Muslim every single day of his or her life. And the blessings of tawbah are many. And tawbah is the most effective mechanism for having our sins forgiven. There is nothing more powerful to avert Jahannam than the concept of tawbah. And what makes it even more powerful, that no sin can withstand tawbah. Tawbah forgives every sin. Inna Allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah can forgive all sins. But how? Wa anibu ila rabbikum wa aslimu lahu. Turn to your Lord, submit to him through the concept of tawbah. So tawbah forgives all sins. That makes it powerful. And what especially makes it powerful, dear brothers and sisters, is that its acceptance is guaranteed for the one who is sincere. The one who is sincere, the acceptance is guaranteed. No one can come between the sinner and Allah's mercy if the sinner practices tawbah. There is nothing that can avert tawbah being accepted. And therefore, tawbah is powerful because it is wajib, because it is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it forgives all sins, and because the one who practices it and perfects it is guaranteed forgiveness. So when these are the stakes, then how can we not take advantage of tawbah? And in fact, some of our scholars have said that the concept of tawbah is one of the wisdoms why Allah created us. Think about this. When the angels asked, why would you create an inferior species? Why would you create a species that is bloodthirsty, killing, going to war? Why would you do that? We are sinless. We don't commit any sins. We are perfect. We praise you constantly, day and night. We don't sleep. We don't get tired. We never forget. Why would you do this? And Allah says, I know what you do not know. إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And some of our mufassirun have remarked that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to manifest His merciful side as well. The fact that He forgives, the fact that He accepts the repentance of the sinner, and the angels do not sin, and the angels do not ask for forgiveness, and the angels do not need tawbah. So who needs tawbah? We need tawbah. And that is why our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam laid the foundations when he said that I repent to Allah every single day. Every single day. This is part of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So number one is tawbah. And our Prophet reminded us, At-ta'ibu min adh-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah. The one who repents from tawbah, the one who practices tawbah, repents to Allah, it is as if he has never committed the sin in the first place. The one who does tawbah from the sin, it is as if he has never committed the sin.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Yeah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So in continuation to what we were saying, which was primarily this idea that we need to be able to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we had also talked just a little bit about how this worship and this servitude and this obedience to Allah, glory and exalted be His existence and His being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this worship and servitude and obedience, is the ultimate purpose of a human being. It is what brings about wholesomeness and completion and perfection, what is known as kamal, or this perfection and this wholesomeness and completion of a human being. This perfect human being comes about via the ubudiyah to the Almighty Allah. Now, of course, we need to focus on Allah if we are going to be able to undertake a worship and servitude and obedience which is truly, pure and sincere. Now, one of the things is to do istighfar and to remember our sins. Istighfar, again, is a very important aspect of ubudiyah, and it has many different aspects within it, which, inshallah, we'll talk about on another program. But this idea of istighfar and returning to the Almighty Allah, remembering our sins, remembering those things and those errors and those mistakes that we made in the past, so that one, not only do we kind of try our best to, make up for those things, but first and foremost, we need to try to erase those things. How do we erase these sins? How do we erase these errors? Well, it's through istighfar. We ask the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and we are ashamed for what we do. And of course, we try to repent for the misdeeds that we may have done in the past. That's one aspect, this idea that we are potentially able to cleanse our ledger of deeds, our name amal, as it is known, actions that have been recorded for us. But the second thing is to be able to make amends, to change our life, to be able to become better human beings, and to become closer to the Almighty Allah. So on one hand, we kind of remove the baggage that we have acquired, the negative baggage, which we're calling sins. You are able to remove this. That allows one to be able to become closer to the Almighty Allah, to attain that qurba, that nearness to the Almighty Allah. And the second thing is that it helps us to move towards doing good deeds. And of course, all of this is being undertaken under the shade and the shadow of focusing on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, of course, will lead to a better, a more pure, and a more sincere and a more powerful service, worship, and obedience to Allah, a more powerful and enhanced ubudiyah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Nice.